Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. .com.
Hey, Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm here with Ole Miss safety, John Saunders. How we doing, bro?
Good. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I guess we'll just start at the beginning. Just what was high school like, and when did you start to, you know, take it serious and know you could take it to the next level?
Probably like junior year. Just seeing other people get recruited and stuff, it started to like really open my eyes, because not many people from where I'm from go to like college, yeah, for real. So yeah, when I start seeing other people getting recruited, start making me take it more serious.
Was y'all winning games?
Nah, not at my first high school. We won like 5-7. It was tough. But then I transferred and started winning some games. Mm. It was good.
Y'all had a little squad.
Yeah, we had a decent team. We had like 4 or 5 of us like signed a day, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
but
not too bad.
But it was only like 30 of us on the team.
Really?
Yeah, it was a small private school, so.
So it was all like what, 1A, 1A, 2A, yeah, something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And then where you from again?
I lived in North Carolina.
In North Carolina, yeah. Okay. So, boom, y'all start winning some games, you make the transfer. What was it like, I guess, just the recruiting process, and what were some of the teams that you were looking into?
It was real slow for me. Just because I played quarterback my whole life, so I ain't have that much film at receiver and DB. Mm-hmm. So I got like my first offer from the Citadel, and then my second offer came from like a camp. I was at a camp. It was like Alabama A&M. Mm-hmm. Just small schools, man. It wasn't nothing big.
And this was for quarterback?
It was for receiver. Yeah, receiver and DB. Mm-hmm. But that was like after I switched from quarterback. So
when
that's
you switch?
Like junior year, end of junior year, mm-hmm, you know, we played like a big team, and I had a real good game. They switched me to receiver like mid-game. I went for like 200 yards.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Had you been, you were taking all the snaps at Q before that and then just switched.
Yeah.
They put the backup in and put you at receiver.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Damn, so what was your style? What did you do?
At quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback.
Oh, I was trying to pocket pass.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to run that much. I was just back there, go through my reads. I think I threw for like 50 touchdowns or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I was straight.
You was comfy back there.
Yeah, for real. For real, I had a big arm. You know, I was good.
Y'all had a little line?
It was little. It was a little private school, you know. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple of O-linemen. We had a couple.
But they ain't have no D-linemen to go up against it.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, it's like, it was tough. We had a bunch of, like, converted running backs. Like, we had
Playing O-line.
Yeah. The big guys, they got to had to put them somewhere.
Yeah, you need to get the 250. Yeah, man. Private school.
going on that line.
Private school, you going on that line. Yeah. So tell me about the transition from position to position, and what are some things that you feel like maybe could have helped you or hurt you from playing quarterback to transitioning into a receiver DB?
Transitioning from quarterback helped me with, like, football IQ because I come from, like, figuring out who's open. So now when I go to receiver, it's simple, you know, like, get open. Like, I got one job. Like, I don't got to go through progressions and all that.
Right.
And then playing DB is simple. Like, I got to guard the man across from me. You know, just it was way more simple. It just allowed me to focus on me more instead of got to worry about the O-line pass protection and all that. You know.
So were you playing just safety or were you playing corner too?
I started playing safety, and then they moved me to corner. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You end up in Miami of Ohio, right? What went into that decision?
So I they offered me, I think, like November or December, but I wasn't – because when in the mid-majors, like the smaller schools, they can't just take unlimited people in mid-semester, like halfway through the year. So at first they were like, we don't have a spot for you to come early.
So when January. So this is after your senior year is when they extended an offer.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
So what were you doing?
Just working just hard, working. Praying. I was working and praying. That's all I was doing.
Just, what year was this?
This is 2019. Yeah, because it's the January, like January 2020. I was at school. So yeah, 2019.
All right. So they extend the offer. It was finicky. How did when did they say, okay, this is going to happen?
The day of signing day.
Wow.
Yep. Day of signing day, they called and was like, we could bring you in early. And I was like, well, I know where I'm going.
Like, might as well.
Yeah. Like, it was destined to happen. Mm-hmm. So I went up there for a couple years.
What was it like? What was, that's Oxford too, right?
Yep. Oxford, Ohio. That was, it was interesting. It was, it was real interesting because then COVID hit like a month and a half after we got up there. Mm-hmm. You know, I met some great people though.
Oh my! So you graduated early.
Okay.
So you class of 2020, but you graduated early.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense because I stayed for my my basketball season senior year.
Going
campus.
Same
early.
Thing. For and me, then
so it was 2019, but still class of 20.
So I went in. I was playing receiver. And then the coach was telling me, like, I could switch to DB. And then, but I was seeing the receiver room. And I'm like, man, I need to play receiver. Like, looking at the receivers. But then COVID hit. They sent us home, you know. Then we came back for the summer. And I started working out with Emmanuel Rugumba. He was a corner at Miami. And he like, took me up under his wing and just showed me the ropes. And I'm really thankful for him. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I switched. And he declared for the draft because COVID hit. And then, so I was like, no, I'm going to go play corner now because the starting corner just declared for the draft. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up coming back. And then I just learned from him that whole season because we only had 3 games during COVID. So it wasn't like a whole season. And I switched to corner and started learning from him.
So you were playing corner to start. When did you make the switch to safety?
Last season.
Just this past season?
Yep, just this
So you were playing
season. Yeah, I played corner
the entire time at MOH?
Yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay,
for
so sure. What went into the recruiting process when you hit the portal and it ended up here? Like, what was that like?
Oh, that was kind of crazy, too. Because when I first hit the portal, Coach Crum called me from a 662 number. And he was like, yeah, I'm Coach Crum from Ole Miss. And I'm like, he ain't serious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm from Miami, Ohio. You know, like, he ain't serious. And then, like, a week later or 2 weeks later, I was just talking to a bunch of schools, you know, nothing serious. And then Coach Carter came and seen me. Mm.
He came up to
Pittsburgh. Oh, okay. I was in Pittsburgh at the time. Mm. So, yep, he came to Pittsburgh. And then I'm like, yeah, this is serious. We came down for an official visit, and that went well. And then we was like, yeah, we're going to make the move. come to the SIP.
So how long after the visit did you, you know, choose?
Probably like a week or two. Because at first, so I was going to take all my visits. Like Wisconsin, a couple other schools was calling. But then I just ended up like, no, let's just lock it in, get to work.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. To out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you think it was about Ole Miss or Oxford or the coaching staff we had at the time that made that decision so easy?
I think it was really Coach Carter, man. I'm thankful that he was here. He's not here no more, and he's at a new place, and I hope that goes well for him. But the bond we had, like the first meeting, it was like, oh, yeah, this is the type of guy that I'm going to play for, you know, like a real down-to-earth guy, but he got that swag with him, you know, and he – real technically sound and just wanted to, like, it was good. Like, as soon as we met, it was just great.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. We, he lived in Wellsgate, I think, right behind Coach Biagi, so he used to be out there, and then we would be fishing, and he over there heckling us, talking about we ain't catching nothing.
Yeah, he talk a little trash. He talk a little bit.
So yeah, he was a good dude. What was it like, just playing for CP? Because I know CP was kind of the main safety guy.
Yeah, CP. I was talking to him a lot, and he was just telling me all the recruiting and stuff, like how the defense went and stuff. Mm. So I only seen him a couple times, and then he was about there
too. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You just came this past year.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've been here 2 years. Yeah. The staff was here. So you committed?
I committed to Coach Carter. By the time I got here, he was gone.
Gone. Wow.
CP was gone.
Yeah.
I seen it on Twitter. Like, staff gone. Like, wow, what am I going into?
Yeah, we wasn't expecting that either. I felt like, because, you know, we made plays.
Yeah.
It was games where we held up and just didn't score enough.
Yeah.
And, it was some touchdowns scored on us, but it's played the SEC. Yeah. You know, we played decent. And so I was like, you know, I love CP.
Yeah.
You know, he was
good guy.
A good guy. You know, up north, you know, they keep it real. And we ain't got to do all the... Mm-hmm. The fake nice and this and that. Like, he was just real with it. Him and Lark. No, what's his
name? Coach Lark.
Lark.
He was a good guy, too. Lark. Yeah.
He kept it real.
Yeah,
he kept it real. So, no, they was good dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom. Whirlwind. Kind of wild. New staff comes in. Not the staff you signed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long did it take to kind of readjust?
Me, man, I try and focus on what I could control. So, when they all got up out of here, I was like, I can't do nothing but keep focusing on my craft, you know. And if I just handle my business, everything else gonna take care of itself. So after they was gone, I just kept working hard. You know, I met neighbors a couple times, and I met Coach Hudson, Kinoto Hudson. And that was real interesting because I wasn't expecting for them to be my position coach. But I talked to Pete, too, and that was good just because they told me, like, we playing the best players. And that's all I need to know. You know, like, we playing the best players, I'm going to be the best, and I'm going to play. So, that's all.
So, how do you feel like this scheme highlights you as a player? Like, what are things that you like to do on the field and things that you can do, you know, within the parameters of our defense?
Oh, yeah, this defense is great, especially, like, playing safety, because you get to play every formation and position. Like, if it's a set away from me, then I might be in the post. I get to show my post skills, you know. If it's a slot to me, I get to guard the slot, you know. It just, since it's like a symmetrical defense, it's really good. It allowed me to showcase, like, all the skills, really. You get to play, like, low hip man. You get to play high hip man. You get to just show all the skills you got, really. It's great.
What's your favorite?
My favorite skill? Playing the ball. I love catching interceptions, forcing fumbles. That's my... I love that.
I tipped one for you. I tipped a good one for you.
Let Deshaun get it.
In Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, Deshaun went. I know it was both of y'all up there.
Yeah, we was both back there. Deshaun went and got it. Yeah, I let him, like, because.
Oh, you?
Yeah, you ain't see it.
You got it? Well, I remember.
You just made a play, you know, so.
I said this a couple weeks ago in an interview. Somebody asked me what my favorite play is. And one of my favorite calls, and I said my favorite call was when you got that pick versus Arkansas. Just the way they called it.
Yeah.
I think was so cool.
That was great.
What does that feel like? Like, what do you see when you, boom, transition from, like, ball, key in the ball, now it's in your hands?
Yeah.
Walk me through that.
It's amazing, man. Like, it's, like, surreal. Like, it just be like. Like, just in that flow state where you're just, like, making plays and just letting it come to you. Like, I seen a quarterback open up. I'm like, hell yeah, this is it. Like, I just went and got it. Had to take it away from the receiver. Mm-hmm. And then that was the seal of the game. So, that was great, man. You know, that's a lovely feeling. Like, because we was they was getting a little momentum. They was trying to come back.
Yeah, we thought it'd been over.
Yeah, you know, we was dominating them, but they start trying to make a little something happen. So, had to finish them off.
Going on year two in the SEC, you done played some teams, you done seen some locations. What's one game that's really exciting you, one game that you got circled on the schedule this year?
Really just Georgia, for real. I mean, but every game, no, I ain't taking no team lightly. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to Furman week one. But really, definitely Georgia, because I don't like how that defense performance looked last year. We'll come back, and we're gonna get them back for sure.
Yeah, I don't like how that felt either. I know the fans don't like how that felt.
Yeah.
We're excited. I know they're excited. So,
what game are you looking forward to?
I think it'd be cool to play Oklahoma, just because it would have been impossible before.
Yeah,
and we'll be the first to go out there and do it at home, and you know, kind of that their inaugural season and kind of being a part of that history.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be pretty cool.
Definitely.
But, yeah, man, I'm excited to keeping on.
Yeah, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.